This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Fifth Harmony sitting at the top of the charts here in Oz for the last 3 weeks. And I have made an observation that seems to be very popular with a lot of gay men, that particular song. And my research has shown that I think I know why, and I've just let Cam in on the secret.
Yes, you've showed me the film clip.
Yes.
And it has unrealistically hot construction workers in it. And they're also very OH&S non-compliant because there's no high-vis vests. They're just topless. And that is so OH&S uncompliant.
Trust me, when I'm looking at that, that's very high-vis.
Yes, but it's bad for OH&S because you'll be walking into a pit or into a... You could do anything.
Those construction workers, it's well and truly worth it.
Help me, I stubbed my toe.
Oh, I need help.
And there's a lot... Very OH&S not compliant as well.
I need my tool belt adjusted.
No, you just need your tool adjusted.
Check out the Fifth Harmony Work From Home video if you're so inclined.
And like, quite frankly,
many of our listeners would be.
If that was working from home, we'd all be doing it more often. Have you heard? Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna are engaged, and the wedding rights are now up for grabs.
Who?
Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
And Blac Chyna.
Oh.
Now, the wedding is up for grabs, and they reckon it's going to be worth, as a series... Yes, that's right. As a series.
A wedding series.
Rob and Blac get married.
Yeah.
150 to 200 each or so per episode.
1,000
yeah.
per episode.
Yeah, each.
Holy
And
crap.
Approximately, so they're not top ranking, you know. They're not going to get mills. Mm. And half a mil each for the finale where they actually do the deed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, they've got a problem, though, is because they've been shopping it around to various producers and networks. But... Oh, Rob, he forgot that his mother had locked him into a long-term forever contract.
Right.
And so the E! Network has first rights over everything with the name Kardashian in it.
Oh, okay.
He forgot that bit, you know. And people are saying that, maybe because apparently old Chris doesn't like Blac Chyna. And so that she mightn't do it. I say bullcrap.
No.
That woman loves money more than anything in the world. And she will sell that wedding for all it's worth. So I guarantee you, next year, Blac Chyna, Rob Kardashian will be on E.
Done. Cam's prediction.
Now, speaking of Mariah, I'm moving on to the National Poo Museum.
Oh. There's a commentary unintended.
Yes, unintended. No, the UK has now got its very own, very exciting... National Poo Museum.
Of course the UK does.
Yes, it's on the
because
Isle of Wight.
Because that's the sort of thing you'd put in your manifesto for taking government. We will build a museum of poo if we're elected.
A national museum. So it's for all Britons, the museum of poo.
Please explain this and make it sound reasonable.
Well, it is entirely what it says. It is a museum dedicated to feces.
And so there are curators that are being paid to curate the exhibitions.
Yes. Now what they've done, they've gone and collected a whole range of poo.
Yes.
They dry it out.
Where from?
Various places. I'll get to that.
Right.
So they've got things like lion poo.
Oh, it's not just people poo.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
All sorts of things. They've got stick insect poo. That you're going to need a microscope to look at that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got all sorts of different ones. They've got prehistoric poo.
Okay.
They've got people poo. They've got poo from everywhere. So they've set up a very special drying machine. So they dry it all out and then they encase it in resin. So they look like, you know...
It's like the mosquito.
Ball.
It's like the mosquito in Jurassic Park.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But more poo.
Poo.
So if you're over on the Isle of Wight, you can pop into the National Poo Museum.
Oh, it's on the Isle of Wight.
It's on the Isle of Wight.
There's a good race. There's a racetrack there.
Well, now you don't have to worry about that crap. No. You go and see the other crap and it's much more entertaining. And So for this, we'll leave the last word. It's going to tour the UK, though, after it's had its opening season.
Oh, it's a moving poo museum.
Yes.
Great.
It's good to get the poo moving.
Mobile poo.
Don't want to get stuck, because that's unfortunate. But we'll leave...
It's a regular poo.
It's got lots of fibre. But... You know, as they say, the 20 illuminated spheres of poo, that's right, comes with lighting effects.
Oh, my God.
What? But as they said, poo is all around us and inside us, but we ignore it. I think there's something in that for all of us, don't you? The Holy Bible, you know, the book.
Yeah.
The book.
Mm.
It's got a lawyer. I know. This is from our Only in America file.
Well, you know, I've heard it said that the Bible represents, but I'd never heard it. I never knew it represented. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the law firm that defended Kim Davis, remember her, the registrar who wouldn't register gay marriages over in the US of A? The law firm that represented her has now put their hand up and said, we are going to represent the Bible.
Who's paying the bill?
Well, I'm sure the Bible will pay for it, or possibly God. No, they're doing they're doing it for free.
Oh, pro bono.
Yep. Like that. Now, what you're sort of asking though, but why does the Bible need a lawyer?
Well, you know.
It needs a lawyer.
It's fairly slanderous in places.
No. No, it needs one in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
In Tennessee, they've signed off a plan to make the Bible the official book of the state of Tennessee.
Right.
Right. And you may think, oh, hang on. They're not supposed to have, you know, separation of church and state in the US of A.
Yes.
Well, that's where your lawyers come in.
Ah.
Now, you're also wondering, why would a state have an official book?
Mm. Is it like an official animal? You know, like we've got a kangaroo and an emu.
Here's the other official things for Tennessee.
Yeah.
They have an official fruit, the tomato.
Oh,
They're very, you know, they have an official flower, the iris. They have an official state animal. The raccoon, and you can tell we're only in America. The official state gun, I'm serious, is the 50 caliber sniper rifle.
Yes,
that's right, the official state gun. So coming along with that, they now have the official book, which is the Holy Bible.
Excellent.
Now, the law firm will defend this.
Sounding like a place I want to go.
I know. Mm. You can go and get some tomatoes and a sniper rifle.
Yep.
Bloody brilliant, isn't it? So they're going to defend that and say, no, people. You can lawfully select the Bible. No one's saying you have to read it. No one's saying it's a Christian state. It's just a book.
Right. Got it.
So if you'd like to read the book in Tennessee, it's now the official book of the state of Tennessee. You can do that while holding your official state gun. All right, now you've heard all the stories about North Carolina over in the US of A, where they brought in a new law in the state level, which bans any local areas or, you know, the state from having any ordinances that protect LGBT rights.
Yes.
So.
Or more importantly, impinge on religious freedom.
No, these ones actually specifically, you cannot have a thing that says any form of protection for...
Oh, so they're quite Russian about it.
Yeah. It's literally no protection is now legal.
Allowed.
Yes, if that makes sense, what I've just said. And they've had some protests and that sort of thing. Mm. Was it...
Bruce Springsteen
cancelled his concert.
And Bryan Adams.
And what's his name from the Beatles? The Fat Controller.
George.
No, he's dead.
Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo cancelled as well. But the latest... They've now, the ultimate punishment has been wheeled out to the entire state of North Carolina by a porn site. The porn site, xhamster.com, has now banned any IP address from North Carolina. Any IP address from that state is no longer able to access their pornography.
Wow.
They're collectively punishing the whole state.
Well, given the pure nature of the North Carolinians, it wouldn't matter, would it?
Oh, you see that? You'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But you'd be so wrong.
Really?
So wrong. As they said, last year, you know, back in, no, just sorry, in March, mm-hmm. not last year.
Last month.
Mm-hmm, from the state of North Carolina, which is, you know, anti-LGBT, they had 400,000 searches for the term transsexual.
Right.
320,000 searches for the word gay.
Right.
Just on this one porn
just
site.
Just on this website.
Just one porn site.
This is not the general search engine. This is just this one site search engine. They're very specific about what they're looking for.
Yes. So this state is now no longer able to get porn. And they actually have a message that comes up when they do put this in and if try you... to get to that site. It comes up, the incredible hypocrisy of North Carolina, the land where homophobia is law. North Carolina, stop your homophobic insanity.
Oh, yay for ex-hamster.
So well done.
Yeah, what I want is that now I really actually want to catch all of the news broadcasts that show politicians doing speeches from North Carolina, because you can see as the weeks go on, they're going to get edgier.
Frustrated.
And edgier. And but of course, it wouldn't be them, would it? No.
They're very upstanding members of the community, all of these politicians, until the various sex, you know, offences come out.
Now, Cam...
I'm outraged.
Now...
Again.
Again.
As always.
What about?
One of my favourite shows is about to be given the big screen treatment. And I'm not particularly thrilled about that for a start. But I'm also not particularly thrilled about the person they're looking at as playing the main character.
So this is an old TV show?
Yes.
Now, who are we talking about?
It's a classic. And we're talking Murder, She Wrote.
Well, hang on.
With Angela Lansbury as Jessica Fletcher.
So didn't they talk about making a new series, rebooted series of this last year?
And that went nowhere.
And everybody was canning the idea.
Because it was stupid.
You can't break a classic.
Well, but they were actually doing the whole annoying thing of using the name, but completely changing it.
Ah. Mm. So what's happening now?
Well, they're going to make a movie of Murder, She Wrote, which you would imagine would be the kind of thing where they would then have a series because... You know, it would lend
itself. Telemovie,
We'll do a series of movies. We'll do a, you know. You would imagine they would, because Murder, She Wrote's the kind of thing that you could do that with.
I guess.
If you were doing it.
They could bring Angela Lansbury back.
You know, they could. And she would still be fabulous as Jessica Fletcher.
She was an A-grade Hollywood actress.
I know. But no. You know who is actually looking like the front runner to play Jessica Fletcher?
Am I going to be severely shocked and disappointed?
Well, you might be shocked. You might be.
Mm.
Taylor Swift. Now, for a start, I didn't know she was an actress. Quite frankly. I knew she was a bit of a princess and, you know, and that kind of actress, but I didn't know she was that kind of actress. Now, do you really think she could play the part that was made famous by Angela Lansbury? I'm taking that as a no. You don't think she could do it.
No.
So, yeah, I'm not sure about it, you know. But she's apparently pushing hard to get this role in the movies that will be coming. So we shall see. I don't know. And I always kind of thought that... Jessica Fletcher was meant to be just that fraction older as well.
Yes. We're doing a Hardy Boys. What was the girl in the Hardy Boys? You know, it's that...
The girl?
The young, the young pretty detective.
Yeah, I don't know. No, is what I say to that. No.
No?
No. I think we should all just go back on Fox Classic and watch the original.
What as it turns out, you know, it turns out to be great.
I'll decide that when I see it on television, because I will not pay to go and see Taylor Swift as Jessica Fletcher.
You stand on your.
I have principles sometimes. I say no to Tay Tay,
and he just cannot get past Taylor Swift playing Jessica Fletcher
in the movie remake of Murder, She Wrote. Now, Jaden has sent a message in and says, exactly the same thing. Murder, She Wrote is not Murder, She Wrote unless it features Angela Lansbury. And that went for the episodes where she was off not doing it in the series as well. They were crap.
Yeah. Oh.
It was only the ones where she was in it that were good. And occasionally they did ones where she, you know, just flitted off for a while.
She had a break.
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't like those.
Contract.
Yeah.
Needed a holiday.
Bad.
Yeah.
But then we had, I think... the ultimate message from Anonymous, but I think it might have been from the person who mentioned herself.
Yeah.
We had a new suggestion of who could play Jessica Fletcher. We needed somebody a bit older, a bit mumsy.
Yeah.
Madonna. Flap those chicken wings out there in your little house.
You can't say Madonna to play Jessica Fletcher.
Well, all right, I know, because she can't act for crap. But...
No. Could you imagine it would be another? That would be that James Bond role again. Oh. What was the character?
I can't remember, but it was that cardboard cutout that she played. Where she was as wooden as a tree. No, a tree had more movement.
Oh. Yes.
No, she would be good. In that sort of, oh, my God, I have to pick on her kind of way.
Yeah, but we're talking about a multi-billion dollar movie offering.
Quite frankly, she would butcher it.
And she'll be busy. She'll be busy. She's got children not to look after.
She's got custody cases.
Yes.
And songs to butcher.
And shows to be late for.
And is he?
She's just busy. Just busy.
But it would be a very comedic version of Murder, She Wrote. Look at Madonna. She's doing crap acting again. Woo! Oh, poor Madge. We love you.
Do we?
Officially, we love her.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some entertainment news in brief.
Do it.
Now, here's some entertainment
give
for you.
Give it to me, baby.
Kylie Jenner. Now, we don't talk about her very often.
She's the Kylie who wanted to copyright
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Stupid girl.
No. She's the youngest one, I believe, of the Jenner children. And she's the one with the big boobs, lips, everything's fake. And her hair, apparently. Now, one of her friends, Harry set her hair extension collection on fire while trying to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Now, I have to ask a question here. What the hell was she storing her hair extension collection next to the griller? It's probably not the spot to get stored.
But no, perhaps
hair.
She had the griller or she was drying in the bedroom.
Out. Oh, she
because
might...
you know, you want it, you wake up, you're hungry, and you could do it with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Look, you never know.
Yeah.
Or it was in the bathroom, which is where you always should store such electrical equipment.
Well, maybe she was using it as a hair straightener.
Of her extensions.
Yes.
With cheese.
Yes.
But that's a hint for everyone. Do not store your hair extensions with the griller.
Right.
Okay?
Got it.
Then we get to... Diva Bitch of the Week.
Diva Bitch of the
Week.
I know.
And this
is starting
young.
I thought we'd talk about Madonna at the top of the hour.
No. That's another one.
Yeah.
We're talking young diva bitches.
Young.
Suri Cruz.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm allowed to use that term
but,
with her.
But I thought she was going to turn out nice because, you know, mum got her away from dad in time.
Yeah.
No.
You think that, but no. Damage was already done, obviously.
Oh, dear.
She has the 9-year-old.
Yes.
Yes, 9-year-old has fired her guitar teacher.
You're fired.
And?
I'm going to get daddy to put a religious thing on you.
A fatwa.
No.
She fired her teacher due to creative differences. That's right. She's a 9-year-old.
Creative differences?
Yes. She said her guitar teacher was a very nice person, but it just didn't work out.
Jesus.
She's a freaking 9-year-old.
Oh, my God.
She is not
going to
be...
She took after her dad, didn't she?
I know. She's not going to be pleasant to be around when she gets older, is she?
No, when she actually gets to be a teenager.
Oh, she's going to be a horror.
Oh, God.
I look forward to her arrest at the age of 15.
And how much news she's going to bring.
I know. She'll be a world of entertainment.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.